even when there's moments of, you know, uncertainty, unknown, really tough times, being able to stop in that moment and say to yourself, okay, this is really hard. This sucks. This is not what I want to be happening right now, but at least I'm alive. I'm breathing. I know tomorrow is a new day, and I have certain things in my power and control to make certain decisions to be able to move forward. So it's just being able to train your brain, I feel, to change thought patterns to be able to move forward and stay positive.
This is the Entrepreneurista podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done
and what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram,
with no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises.
Wow, 2020, what a year. I can't even believe, Courtney, that a year ago we were sitting in New York City and now we're recording our podcast remotely from Florida. I'm actually in a hotel room right now, but
I know this has been a year that I think no one will forget. I keep saying that this year feels like someone took the earth, shook it up, and then everyone just kind of like fell into places that they may not have expected. And I think for a lot of people, it went in not so great directions, better directions. People stayed the same. I think everyone had just different experiences. But everyone that I've spoken to, you know, has always found something to be grateful for and think about, which has kept them going during the tough times. And I know for you, you know, you've had a lot of things happen this year that did not go as expected. And I'd love to know, like, what tips you can share with people who, you know, experience things that they didn't want to happen or expect to happen, and how to keep going and stay positive.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I get this question a lot because maybe it's not normal how positive I'm able to stay, but I think it's, for me, it's so much about perspective. And I think a lot of what I experienced and went through a few years ago as we were going through our fertility journey and then our very complicated pregnancy where we didn't know what the outcome was going to be, I had to maintain this very positive mindset in order to get through each day. Otherwise, it would have just been impossible to keep going if I just focused on, you know, the negatives that could happen. So I feel so much about staying positive has to do with like training your brain to be able to think a certain way, where even when there's moments of, you know, uncertainty, unknown, really tough times, being able to stop in that moment and say to yourself, okay, this is really hard. This sucks. This is not what I want to be happening right now, but at least I'm alive. I'm breathing. I know tomorrow is a new day, and I have certain things in my power and control to make certain decisions to be able to move forward. So it's all about, for me, having that futuristic mindset of saying, okay, what I'm experiencing right now is temporary, and it's not pleasant. It's really unfortunate and annoying and disruptive to life, but I'm alive. And as long as I'm alive, we can problem solve and we can move forward. And I know that's not an easy thing to do, and it's, you know, hard, especially when things can be really hard and a lot of emotions are involved. So I'm not saying that I'm perfect and I'm able to do that in every single moment at the snap of a finger, but it's just being able to train your brain, I feel, to change thought patterns to be able to move forward and stay positive.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I think also being a business owner and entrepreneur prepares you for things not going as you expect.
Absolutely.
You know, especially now as we are planning for 2021, this is our 9th year in business. And now at this point, we've done this 9 times planning for the year. And embarrassingly, I just said this today as we were going through our plans, I've never had a plan that actually happened, which is not a great thing. And it's embarrassing to admit, but, you know, I do have the tendency, or we do have the tendency, to be very optimistic and think positively. And while plans don't go as expected sometimes, generally things always work out. So that is my big takeaway from being a business owner for 9 years and also managing a business through 2020 is that there is a solution to every problem, and that while things don't go as planned, sometimes they can even go better than you had planned or expected. And it's about perspective and being able to see the opportunities through the chaos and drama.
How many times have you yelled at the computer screen, "You're on mute," during a video call, and an extremely important point you were trying to make gets completely lost and people move on? If you're anything like me, this is probably one of the many frustrating aspects of video calls and meetings that make them less productive than they could be. At Socialfly, we have fixed this problem, and now we're sharing the solution with you. Now you can get virtual meeting digicards. Each pack of digicards includes 20 color-coded professional cards that not only streamline communication during meetings, but also makes each video call or meeting an opportunity to collaborate and have more fun. No more waving your arms, being ignored, or frantically typing in the chat. Simply hold up the printed card with the right message for everyone to clearly see. From letting a team member know that they're on mute or frozen, sharing positive feedback, to ensuring meetings end on time, DigiCards cover all situations you may encounter on your video calls. We've been using DigiCards at Socialfly, and they have completely transformed our video meetings. Ready to test this out for your team and bring the fun and engagement back into your video meetings? Go to hellodigicards.com. That's HelloDigicards.com to place your first order and use code Entreprenista10 for 10% off. That's HelloDigicards.com and code Entreprenista10 for 10% off your first order. Get ready to take your virtual team meetings to the next level.
You know what I've been saying all week, Courtney? Remember when we had Marie Forleo on the podcast and her book is called Everything is Figureoutable? And I just have been saying that all week long, dealing with my latest saga, which I've been sharing with my Instagram community about this mold issue we've had in our rental home. And it's been an unfortunate situation and completely disruptive to our life and to me working right now. But everything is figureoutable. And as long as we have our health and we have tomorrow, we can make a plan and move forward. And as Courtney was saying, you know, I'll go back to what I was just saying before. Being a business owner prepared me for my fertility and pregnancy journey, and that journey then prepared me for the journey of 2020. And now I have all of these skills and this whole toolkit to use that whenever there are problems, I just know how to adapt and move forward. But then I feel like we've also learned to kind of take time to celebrate the wins. And if we look back, Court, and think about all that we've accomplished this year, it's been, I don't even think we've written all, maybe we have written some of it down on paper, but it's crazy. Like the amount we've actually done this year in this unstable world right now is pretty incredible. And we have to remember to, as business owners, for all of us to pat ourselves on the back, take time to recognize the big wins, the little wins, because they also help you keep you moving forward.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to in the next few days is really taking even more time to decompress from the year and reflect, think about everything that I've learned personally and we've learned together. And this year has been a really transformative year for the business, for the world, for me personally. And I think there are a lot of lessons. And the first lesson is, you know, what's important really forced you to really think about what's most important in your life. And that, you know, includes the people in your life and how you choose to spend your time. And for us, we've decided to really fill our time with more projects and work, but it doesn't feel like work because it's doing the things that we love to do. And for me, I've learned, I love learning. So I've gotten to learn about product development and e-commerce even more so than I already knew because we developed our own product, DigiCard, and have learned so much. And even with Socialfly, you know, planning for next year is a challenge because no one really knows what to expect in 2021. because of how 2020 went, but I'm choosing to be optimistic as we move forward in the year and make sure that any plans that we have are as flexible as possible, because we've learned how important flexibility is to any business. If you were forced to go on a lockdown and have to scale down your operations, that's an important thing to build into anyone's plan. So if you're planning now, I definitely recommend building in a lot of flexibility and having not signing any long-term engagements.
Oh yes, no long-term engagement signing.
Except if you're working with Socialfly, sign with us.
Well, let's talk about some of our new ventures that I feel like we've talked about DigiCards a little bit, but business has really been booming for DigiCards, especially over the past couple of weeks because it's holiday time and so many businesses are in need of gifts for their employees and for their customers. So as Courtney mentioned, we've learned a lot more about e-commerce this year, launching DigiCards, but even in running another type of B2B and B2C company has been really interesting.
Yes. You know, this product actually turned out to be definitely a B2C product, and we are selling through our website, but we are doing a lot of B2B sales, and a lot of businesses are interested in rebranding the cards for their own internal use or for their clients. So I'm really excited to have a lot of businesses start implementing this into their day-to-day remote operations. And I'm sure 2021 will come with even more learnings. But as Stephanie mentioned, things are picking up on the DigiCard side, which is very exciting because if you had asked me 12 months ago if I would be involved in a new business selling virtual meeting cards, I would have thought that you were absolutely insane. So just another testament to how crazy and unexpected this year turned out to be. And then for you, Stephanie, another, you know, unexpected thing happened. I introduced you to my former boss at American Express, which again is another testament to, you know, networking and connections and staying in touch with people. But you partnered with him to start or launch or relaunch Markid. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So the quick backstory, my husband and I were out to eat back when we were going out to eat. I think it was in January of 2020, the very beginning of the year. And we were talking about all of these items that we had for Molly that she had outgrown and we didn't need anymore, her bouncy seat and her Mamaroo and her bassinet. And there was new items that we needed to buy for her. And Greg said, well, you need to get these other items out of the apartment. There's no room for them anymore. So we were talking, we're like, how is there not a Poshmark, but for parents? So a platform to specifically buy and sell baby and kids gently used items. So I text Courtney, as I do many times. What did I say, Court? Courtney, yes. I have the best business idea. And I tell Courtney this idea. And she said, oh my goodness, my former boss at American Express, Ankur, is working on developing this exact app and platform right now. And he had reached out to me for help with marketing. So we should all talk and connect. So long story short, we all connected and Ankur and I decided to partner together on Markid. And we relaunched the app just a couple of weeks ago. And the Socialfly team worked on all of the new branding and they're working on the influencer and ambassador campaign right now, which has been super exciting. And yeah, we are live in the App Store. So if you go to Markid, markid.io, and you're a parent and you have kids with items that you don't need anymore, or maybe you're pregnant and you're looking to buy gently used items for your child, this is definitely the app and platform for you.
Well, I have to ask, what is a Mamaroo? I've heard you say it at least 10 times this year.
That's so funny, Courtney. Funny you ask. So the Mamaroo is this seat that a baby can sit in. And it's the brand is called Mamaroo. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. The brand is for moms and the item is called the Mamaroo. And the seat, you can put it on different settings and it like sways and moves in different directions to relax the baby when they're little and keep them calm. And that is a Mamaroo. Now you can get on with your weekend, Courtney.
The mystery of what a Mamaroo is. I think that's going to be my new nickname for you, Mamaroo.
Mamaroo.
Yeah, instead of Gabaroo, it's Mamaroo.
Hey, Entrepreneistas. I am so excited to announce the launch of the new Entrepreneista website. We listen to what you are looking for and have created a resource for each of you that goes beyond each episode of our podcast so you can continue to discover the best women-led brands, products, and services to help your business grow. We will be featuring more stories from female entrepreneuristas, business leaders, and we'll publish exclusive content and interviews on the website to continue to provide you with as much value as possible. Be sure to check out our Entrepreneurista shop filled with branded merchandise and our Entrepreneurista picks featuring discounts and special offers from your favorite female-led brands. We've created a special coupon code just for you for our launch for all Entrepreneurista swag. Use code PODCAST10 at checkout. We can't wait to hear what you think, and thank you so much for being part of our community. Head on over to Entrepreneurista.com to start exploring and use code PODCAST10 at checkout.
So, Stephanie, what are you most excited for in 2021?
Well, you know me, I'm excited for a lot of different things. I can't pick one, but I am so excited for everything that we have in store for Entrepreneurista next year. As you guys know, we launched our new website a few months ago, Entrepreneurista.com, and we are just sharing so many stories of all of your incredible Entrepreneurista journeys, and would love to continue to feature more of you. So definitely reach out to us. You can email me directly, steph@socialflyny.com. And also I'll give Adele's email too. Adele's email is Adele, A-D-E-L-E, at Entrepreneurista.com. We are so excited to continue to celebrate and share all of your journeys and stories. We are onboarding lots of new, incredible Entrepreneurista partners so we can continue to help all of your businesses grow. And we're just excited to be this resource for each of you to help grow and scale your businesses, and want to continue to celebrate each of you. So I think that is what I'm most excited for next year in business.
What about personally?
Well, right now I'm moving into a new house, so I'm excited to finally have a house that's our own and make our own space. There's a lot to do. How about you, Court?
And personally, I'm just excited to be living in Miami. That is something that I also would have thought you were crazy if you told me that this year would end with me having an apartment here. But this is something that I've wanted to do for a really long time, is have a place down here. So I'm very excited to be spending the winter here and in the sunshine and not having to wear a big jacket. So that is something that I am beyond grateful for. And then from a business standpoint, like you, I'm very excited for all of the things we plan on doing for the Entrepreneurista community. I think we have a lot of really fun stuff in store that's going to give more women the opportunity to highlight their businesses and share their stories. And then with Socialfly, I'm really excited because we've been working on a new brand positioning. And after 9 years in business, we know how to help businesses reach women and market their businesses to them in a way that really resonates. So I'm excited to really lean into that message. And then I'm also excited to get DigiCars in the hands of as many remote workers as possible. So that is what I'm most excited about. And of course, getting as much sunshine as possible.
And we need to come down there and have a visit in Miami. We haven't been down there yet, trying to stay as safe as possible. But hopefully next year, everything will be better and we can spend more time in the sunshine together.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what a year it has been. We are so grateful to each of you for continuing to tune in every single week, continuing to learn from these incredible entrepreneuristas that we have been featuring, and would love to continue to hear from each of you. So never hesitate to reach out. Please join us on Instagram @Entrepreneuristas. We do have a private Slack channel and private Facebook group. The links are over on Instagram as well. So please feel free to join us there and connect. And let me share a bunch of the links and resources that we were just talking about. So if you're interested in DigiCards, the website is hellodigicards.com. That's H-E-L-L-O. digicards.com. And we do have an Entrepreneurista discount. I believe it is Entrepreneurista 15 for 15% off DigiCards. And if you have any issues using that code, just shoot us an email. Markid is Markid, markid.io. You can download it in the App Store. Be sure to share with all of your friends who are moms or expecting. And then Entrepreneurista, as you know, is entrepreneurista.com. Head on over and check out our new site. And then for anyone who is looking for social media help, influencer marketing, digital media buying for your business, feel free to reach out to us at socialflyny. And we have a contact form on our website there, and someone will get right back to you if you're interested in a conversation and learning more about our services for your business. Well, happy almost 2021. We are wishing you all the best for the end of the year and in the new year. Courtney, any final words of wisdom for 2020, going into 2021? Word of the year.
I just want to share with everyone, and I too am so grateful, and thank you so much for listening to me and Stephanie for the past few years. I'm beyond grateful for you all. And going into 2021, I don't have my word of the year yet, but I definitely will. 2020's word of the year was faith, and I think having faith definitely got me through this year. And I'm going to be spending the next few days thinking about what I want my word of 2021 to be. But my advice to everyone is to stay positive and find the good and the opportunities in you know, any tough time. It always exists.
Absolutely. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I'm Mamaru.
And I'm Courtney.
And we can't wait for 2021.
Bye.
You can connect with us at socialflyny.com and follow us on Instagram at Entrepreneuristas. Check out all our latest episodes at entrepreneuristapodcast.com. Thanks for listening.